Hi, everyone. I'm Kristen Holmes, CNN national correspondent in for David Chalian. And this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, October 5th. I'll take your questions now, What I Saw in the Trump White House. That's the title of a new memoir written by former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. It gives a firsthand account of her time in the White House, and, well, there's a lot to unpack. Grisham had many jobs in the Trump White House. She worked as East Wing Communications Director, White House Press Secretary, and Chief of Staff to Melania Trump during the Trump administration. And she stayed in her post with Melania Trump until the final weeks of the Trump administration, resigning on January 6th. She was interviewed this morning on CNN about a range of topics, and we'll get to that in a second. But first, take a listen to her talking about what happened on January 6th with the First Lady that made her resign.
Correct. I wanted her to say, I'm paraphrasing a little, but do you want to tweet out that, you know, to assemble is the right of every American, but there is no room for violence and hatred? Nothing political, nothing. I mean, just please, let's take the temperature down. And when she wrote back no, one word, no, I just stared at the phone. I was shocked, and I was kind of waiting for a follow-up of maybe we should say this, but there was just nothing. It was just no. And I waited 15 minutes to make sure I wasn't, and then I resigned.
She also responded to Vice President Mike Pence's interview with Fox News last night on CNN this morning. For context, Pence detailed his relationship with Trump and brushed off the Capitol riot as just, quote, one day in January. Take a listen for yourself.
I can tell you that we parted amicably at the end of the administration, and we've talked a number of times since we both left office. I know the media wants to distract from the Biden administration's failed agenda by focusing on one day in January. They want to use that one day to try and demean the character and intentions of 74 million Americans who believed we could be strong again and prosperous again and supported our administration in 2016 and in 2020.
Now, January 6th, of course, wasn't just one day in January. It was the first time the U.S. Capitol had been breached in more than 200 years. It's the subject of a select House committee investigation, and it was the shocking culmination of the tumultuous Trump White House. But Pence said it was just one day in January. Now, Grisham told CNN's Newsday that Pence and Trump's dynamic is a big part of the book, and that despite everything that has happened, she says Trump is still, quote, the leader of the Republican Party. So most Republicans file behind him no matter what.
To Donald Trump, and as long as you stay on his good side, you know, that's all that matters. And it's scary to me. I personally right now feel like I'm on this little island alone, but I think that's what it is right now. People are scared of him. He's a bully. I'm just hoping that at some point people will kind of break out of this spell, if it is, and see what's really going on. Mike Pence, I really respect, and he's a good man of faith, and he's very principled. So I was saddened to see that he did that last night.
She also talked to Newsday about Trump and his administration's response to COVID-19.
I think the way we handled COVID was tragic. I think that the president's vanity got in the way. He was working for his base. He was not working for this country. He didn't wear a mask quickly enough. I was part of that, and I don't think I'll ever forgive myself with respect to COVID. I don't think I can ever redeem myself.
Grisham noted that Mrs. Trump did wear a mask and gave PSAs about the benefit of masks. Thus, Grisham hoped the First Lady would convince her husband to wear a mask and encourage other people to wear them as well. Grisham also told CNN she believes Trump's rhetoric did in fact hurt democracy.
You know, I believe Biden is our president, and I believe that the election was valid. And I think right now that is one of our biggest threats to democracy. We can't just stomp our feet and say, oh, no, you know, I didn't win this. We have an election system.
And she took responsibility for her actions and said she personally played a role in hurting democracy. Grisham also described the, quote, culture of abuse at the Trump White House. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was a senior advisor at the White House who Grisham said, quote, got really heady with power, adding that nobody was allowed to challenge Jared. And she said that Kushner and Ivanka Trump apparently believed they were a, quote, shadow first lady and president. She also said Trump was very mean when he yelled at his staff, saying everyone was just trying to always keep the former president happy. Grisham speculated that if Trump won in 2024, the people working for him would most likely be the people who are still pushing the big lie that the election was stolen and justifying the actions of those involved in the January 6th Capitol riot. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment to be sure and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.